It's going to be our last chance to talk with Dave Campbell ahead of Saturday's game, October 1st, taking on Montreal. Dave Campbell checking in this afternoon. Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It is Montreal, right? Yeah, it's Montreal. Yeah,
it is Montreal.
Okay.
Big game.
First off, I'm curious to know what's happening at practice these days. What's the feel at practice? Is it desperation? Is it just slow and steady moving on? What's going on there?
Yeah, I definitely see the group still being loose and having fun, but you definitely tell there is a bit more of a lock-in kind of mentality. They know what's at stake. They know they have a shot at making the playoffs. They know they need help. So they're going to be big-time Winnipeg Blue Bomber fans tomorrow as they are home to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So, yeah, I do definitely think that there's maybe, I don't know if business-like approach is the best way of saying it. I mean, I think the overarching theme with this group when I watched them is they are a very loose group. They're having fun, which is what Chris Jones wants from his group. He doesn't want a tight group. But we'll see. I mean, you know, it's hard to get a read on a team that's 4-10 because you've had certain feelings about the team going in. I mean, there's been times where you're like, wow, they look really good. They sound really good. They, you know, and they come out and they don't look very good. And then you have a practice like 2 weeks ago when Chris Jones was very upset and, you know, and they came out and actually had a decent performance against the Riders in a win. So we'll see. I'll tell you what, getting Kenny Lawler back would be helpful.
Yeah, what's going on with him? We've been kind of watching this injury, you know, for days now. What's happening?
All right, so he practiced for a fourth straight practice. Okay. He started day A on Saturday. Practiced full out then practiced full out the last 3 days. So it looks good, but Chris Jones, is Kenny Lawler in on Saturday?
It looks as if Kenny should be fine for the game. Again, we've monitored him pretty closely, and Cheese and him have done a good job with him. He's put a lot of work in to try to get back quickly, and it's not like he's 100%, but who is 100% right now in professional football?
Yeah, good point. Yeah,
too, is it's you know, he wants to get back in there early, so he's been pulled off the 6-game injured list. He had 3 games to go, but you know, it is time. That time of the season where, you know, athletes want to stretch themselves, and even if they're hurt, they want to play through it. And, you know, he is dealing with a sore ankle. Structurally, there's no risk to further damaging the ankle. So that's good news. But it's going to be quite sore until the end of the season or well past the season. So it's what Kenny Lawler can put up with pain-wise.
It's managing pain right now. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I would say he's looked, he's very close to the same Kenny Lawler as we have seen throughout the season. You definitely can tell the conditioning might be a little bit off. His timing might be a little bit off. He might be thinking about the ankle at times. But, you know, the adrenaline starts flowing on Saturday, and that ankle may not even be a problem.
Well, you know what? That just reminded me of the Saints game last weekend with our quarterback. You know, he had a bad ankle and a busted up back. And, you know, then we started questioning about, you know, we had to go back and put some weight on that ankle. What did that mean? And, again, I know different positions and all that sort of stuff. But, yeah, if it gets in your head, it can cause some issues. It can cause some big issues. Dave, Trevor Harris back in town on the weekend.
He is. You know, I wouldn't call it a very storied career in green and gold, but he won some football games for this team, and we've seen him throughout his career be a very effective quarterback. You know, and not having the greatest season. He's fifth in passing yards, 2,985, 15 touchdown passes, 11 interceptions, but he does have a touchdown pass, at least one touchdown pass in 8 of his last 9 games. He has led the Alouettes to 4 game-winning drives in the fourth quarter. Chris Jones says, he can be a real problem if we don't contain him.
He's a veteran guy, and he's lasted this long. And, you know, what's between his ears and his ability to get the ball to the right guy at the right time is his biggest strength, certainly. And he's willing to stand in there, and he can look at the coverage and tell what you're in. He knows exactly where he's going with the football. And like you said, he's tremendously accurate. So we've got to do a good job of trying to mix our coverages and try to win the plays, win the balls in the air, make a play on the football.
And I know there's the 14-game losing streak at home. And here's my attitude on that one, Dylan. they got to win. It doesn't matter where this game is now. You're playing on 110 by 60 yard field, and it's at home. Mm-hmm. Your job is to win that game on Saturday to keep yourself alive in the playoff hunt. So, and end that streak as a bonus as well. So just play. Just play and win.
It's going to be a beautiful day for football Saturday afternoon. Game time, 2 o'clock. Countdown to kickoff starts at
12:30, and I cannot wait.
I cannot wait to tune in. Thanks for this, Dave.
Thanks, Jalen.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.